James chapter 4, verse 7. Submit yourselves then to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Submit to God, resist Satan's, and come near to God. Imagine with me this plot sketch. A homeless man enters the First Church of Raymond mid-service one Sunday morning and politely asks why Christians always talk and sing about sacrifice and carrying crosses and bearing others' burdens and following in the footsteps of Jesus, but so rarely do these things in practice. The book, In His Steps, What Would Jesus Do?, published in 1897 by Minister Charles Monroe Sheldon, used this plot in his opening chapter to grab the reader's attention. Mr. Sheldon originated the phrase, "What would Jesus do?" The core thought behind "What would Jesus do?" is daily true submission to God the Father and following his holy words. Sheldon's charge to his Topeka, Kansas congregation and us is, are we willing to submit to what Jesus would do? God has all the power of heaven and earth, but he never forces us to submit to him and do what Jesus would do. He only has as much of our hearts and minds as we give him by submitting. The same causes of quarrels and fights still exist among us today as it did then, unholy desires and covetousness. By seeding these causes in our hearts and minds, Satan's imps works feverishly to fertilize and grow seeds of dissension and wrong motives. Wrong motives hinder our prayers, weed out the undesirable growth before it takes root in order to keep our hearts and minds on Christ. Should not the creature be submissive to the Creator? Submission to God feels unnatural because we are born in sin. Our natural nature submits to Satan. However, by yielding our free will to accept Christ, we gain salvation. To grow, the initial submission should evolve into continual submission of our free will to our Lord and Savior. The call is simple. Submit. Resist. Come near. Wash. Purify. Grieve. Mourn. Change. And humble ourselves, and He will lift us up. Each one is leading us to a closer relationship with God and to a life that is bearing fruit, building character, and becoming more mature. James chapter 4, 11 through 15 point out that we judge others by speaking against them. We ascend to the seat of judgment when we seek to judge others and slander them. By ascending, we lose sight of our position in Christ. There is only one supreme God. We do not possess the omniscient knowledge, immeasurable grace, and matchless mercy necessary to judge. Thus, be careful with words that slander and harm others. Instead, pray for a spirit of discernment and allow God his rightful place as supreme judge. As 3D believers, transfer the words, "What would Jesus do?" from a mere motto to an eternal stamp on our hearts and minds. If we dare to actually mean what we say, then a biblical movement to fulfill God's calling and the Great Commission would sweep over the earth. What would Jesus do? Submit to God. What would Jesus do? Resist Satan. What would Jesus do? Come nearer to God. Now the question is, what will you do with this information? Questions. Discover, is there any area of your life where you are resisting God's lordship rather than resisting the devil? With a prayer partner, discover some ways to reverse the trend. Possibly memorize some scriptures that speak to the challenge. Turn off the television or computer. Refuse to listen to gossip or criticism. B. Can we serve both our desires and God's will? Why do so many Christians try to do this with all their might? What will this double-mindedness give them? 2. Develop. A. Read one of these passages, Matthew 22:36-40, Romans 13, verses 8 through 10, and James 2 and 8. How does the slanderer break God's royal law? B. How do you decide which direction to take in life or important decisions? Do you yield to God's will with your decision making? Why or why not? 3. Demonstrate. A. Share about a time when you submitted yourself to God in an area that you had previously kept reserved for your will. How did you come about the decision to submit to Him? What has happened since then? B. What would be the right way to help someone with faults? Without judging, how can you balance judging and discerning and, in love, offer gentle, humble feedback to someone who is in need? This is Brother Raymond Johnson. For a copy of this devotional, please visit my blog at 3dbeliever.com or send an email to raymond@3dbeliever.com. Become a 3D believer today.